Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Yesterday was another day the Lord made and gave to us to gather together in His name. The young adults, while not many, sang well, and we were uplifted by the songs they sang. I missed a few faces I am accustomed to seeing each Lord's Day, but was very glad to see as many of you as I did, and look forward to the others' return. Last week marked the beginning of fall, and before long it will be Thanksgiving and Christmas. Meantime, while we have our first fall festival on Saturday beginning at 12 until 4, the weather is forecasted to be mild and dry, so I hope everyone will come out and enjoy the day. And now a few final thoughts about yesterday's message, Righteous in Our Time. If we are only molecules and atoms that somehow randomly came together without the aid of God or anything else, and when we die, we become nothingness, then righteousness is nothing more than what a few people can agree it is. Also, it would serve no purpose other than to possibly make those who practice it feel better about themselves. But for those of us who believe in the everlasting, eternal God, righteousness is what God declares someone to be. We live in a time in which being right with God has a very low priority, if any, in the lives of most people. But if we desire to be saved, we must go against the tide and make righteousness our highest priority. Looking at the way most people live and their low regard for righteousness makes it tempting to let our guards down and allow some unrighteousness in our own lives and look for ways to justify it and get away with it. Noah was unique in his time, and he walked with God. We must be unique in our time and also walk with God if we hope to be found righteous in His eyes. So let's not give up and not give in, but deny ourselves and live up to God's expectations. Well, that's all for now. Let's plan on going to Christian Mission on tomorrow. So thanks for joining me, and until we meet again, blessings and peace.